Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Diane. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Approve.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Disapprove.
Okay, and would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. And would you say that the things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up there. Are things in Virginia right track or wrong track?
Exactly, in Virginia.
I would have to say wrong track.
Okay. Thank you. And politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Not.
Okay. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system?
Is there a scale that you want?
Would it be excellent, good, fair, poor?
You're saying in the whole Commonwealth of Virginia or just in my jurisdiction?
Virginia's public school system in general.
Virginia's public school system in general. I guess I would say very good.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? On the same scale, excellent, good, fair?
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Generally on the right track.
Okay. Thank you. And moving on, Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving the parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill?
Very little.
Okay. Thank you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Oppose.
Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. And do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
I think they should be able to. Attend a school they're not zoned for. I mean, obviously, there's a process that has to be involved there, but.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Yes, they should have access to courses they want to attend.
Okay. Thank you. And moving on, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
I kind of missed the first part of that. I'm in favor of legalizing marijuana.
Okay. So in this case, I can just reread it again so you can have better.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is the response you're looking for?
A yes, no, or more likely, or less likely?
Support or oppose. Okay, go ahead and read it again.
So it says, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for this element. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
I would support that.
Okay. Thank you. We're in the middle of it. Thank you so much. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I don't know that I have an opinion on that.
Okay. No problem. We can move on. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Yes, I do.
Support, okay. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I do not support that.
Okay. And do you
notifying the school notifying parents. No, I do not support that.
Okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
No, we don't need that added to the state constitution.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Sorry, say that again. Do I want parents?
If you support,
investigated for abuse?
Yes, for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming. Okay. Oppose, right? Okay, now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in your community is good, or that there is a moderate access to care in your community, or access to care in your community is inadequate?
I do not know. I have not sought that care, so
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it is not a priority?
I think it is a priority.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Would it be a high priority or medium?
High priority.
Okay. Thank you. And one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatments across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Okay. Would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support a plan?
More likely.
More likely, okay. Moving on, it also includes a $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support a plan?
More likely.
Okay. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. We're almost at the end of this survey. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
Support.
Okay. Would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
All right. Thank you. And Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
They should.
Okay. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing their that employee's personal information, like home phone, address, email, to union organizers?
They should get permission.
Okay. Thank you. And unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I'm sorry, I don't think I followed that question.
Okay, no problem. I can reread, or if not, we can move on.
Read it one more time, please.
Yeah, no problem. It says, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
It should get a minimum percentage.
Okay. Thank you. And once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select any union?
They should have that right.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I would have to research that more. I don't currently have an opinion.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Now, federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
They probably should.
Okay. Thank you. And now, just for demographics and statistical, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
Independent.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age, please?
I am 53.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Is it white or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. That's okay. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K through 12 school?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself as male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is really important for this project, okay? Thank you once again. Have a great rest of your day.
Can you tell me who sponsored this survey?
We don't have that information on hand. We just know that it's opinion research. This is in order to not influence your opinion, right?
Okay.
We're not also.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye.